make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right. Comes back to the left. Going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Well, unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
All right, and today begins the first of three consecutive Liberty Ford remote broadcasts with yours truly. I'm in Maple Heights today at the Liberty Ford dealership, 5500 Warrensville Center Road. Come on out and see us here. Gigantic showroom. When I say gigantic, I mean gigantic. I mean like you think of car dealerships.
Like Mahonker.
Several Mahonkers, Nathan. Several Mahonkers. This is so huge. When you think about car dealerships and parking lots filled with new cars, this is the dealership itself that's got the showroom filled with vehicles. And I mean, there's an army of vehicles in here, all kinds, all colors, Ford products, of course, everywhere. Great stuff. And we're going to hang out here. For the entire show. Greg Pruitt, former Browns great, is here to sign autographs, pose for pictures. He's got a stack of photos that he can sign if you want to come on out and join us. And we highly, highly encourage you to do that. This is a big show today, this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So we'll have Greg Pruitt on with us at about 1:30 on the show and get some thoughts from him on the current teams, memories. We'll go inside the locker room with Pro Bowl candidate Jordan Cameron around 1:55. Jameer Howerton takes him inside the lock, takes us inside the locker room and interviews Jordan Cameron, and we'll get some good thoughts from him as well. This is, as usual, what we do on Tuesday after further review, and we're going to have that with Dave DiNatale, our producer. That'll be around 2:15, talking with us. Yours truly, Nathan Zagora, or the Grandmaster Z, whatever you want to call him, is going to be with us here. He's not here, but we're going to be together in answering these questions and, of course, doing the show together. One other thing, Nathan, that's really special and I think really fun, we're going to do, and we're not going to tell you yet what the prize is, but we've got a very special, I know people are going to love this, prize giveaway that we're going to do right around 2 p.m., and it'll be caller-based. It'll be the, you know, fill-in-the-blank number caller. We'll tell you what that is to call us up for a fabulous Browns prize.
It is a great Browns prize, and people are going to be very excited about it when they do find out what the prize is. So, yeah, you want to be a part of that, get on board. We want to just basically reward the best fans in the NFL this week. A lot of fan appreciation here. You can use the hashtag BestFanCle, C-L-E, to get on board with that. There's a great video right now at ClevelandBrowns.com about the best fans. So check that out for, you know, a lot of the other stuff, too. You can always get Carucci's call from my man, Notorious VIC. They're great writing for Matt Florjancic, the staff writer. But there's also a great video about the fans kicking off the Best Fan Cleveland Week. And that's right now available to you at ClevelandBrowns.com. Now, Notorious, last night, the team that the Browns play in Week 15 were in action. And, of course, I'm talking about the Chicago Bears against Dallas Cowboys. They hung 45 points on the boys. And Josh McCown, 27-36, 348 yards, 4 scores, looked very impressive. Mm-hmm. But they may have a little bit of a quarterback controversy this week if Jay Cutler returns to practice. If I'm the Bears, I keep rolling with McCown. The guy's playing phenomenal football.
I would, too. I don't think there's any doubt that McCown is playing the best football of many quarterbacks in the entire NFL. I mean, that's one thing. So stay with that red-hot hand, roll with that. That makes the most sense for the Chicago Bears. But it opens the door, too, to the conversation about what to do with Jay Cutler and a lot of speculation about what his future might be. Is he someone that's going to be be involved in the free agent market? I mean, what do the Bears do? Because contractually, you know, they've got to do something with him. His contract is up after the season. Do they franchise tag the guy? And there's a lot of talk that, you know, that would be a very expensive thing to do because it's a big hit to your cap. You're guaranteed to pay that money for one full year in lieu of maybe getting the kind of deal that he's going to want, which will put him commensurate with the higher-paid quarterbacks in the league, those $100 million-plus deals that the Joe Flaccos of the world have in the NFL. So what happens to Jay Cutler? And you and I have discussed this, I think at least touched upon it at various times, with the Browns still certainly needing to address their quarterback situation after the season. Is that a guy that the Browns would have their eye on?
It depends on how they want to go for it, because there is now a lot of talk and speculation that Cutler will be franchised and then potentially traded. I've heard the Tennessee Titans mentioned as a possible landing spot. I think the Browns could be a possible landing spot, because you look at the Browns and you say, okay, we can add a bunch of talent around a guy like Jay Cutler, and all of a sudden you have a team that I think is certainly playoff ready next year. And the 2015 quarterback class now is actually looking like the better one as opposed to the 2014 quarterback class. So Lots of ways to look at that there. I think that's something that certainly could be in play for the Browns if the Bears decide to go that route. And you have to think the way Josh McCown's playing right now, people kind of comparing him to Rich Gannon, who really had the best part of his career towards the end. Guy with a little bit of mobility, some good accuracy. And McCown, right now, if you're the Bears, I don't know how you go away from a guy who has 13 touchdowns, has thrown only one interception, averaging a career-high 8.2 yards per attempt. He's thrown for basically 348 yards with two or more scores in three straight, 110 quarterback rating on the season. Josh McCown playing fantastic football right now.
He is. He's playing exceptionally well. I don't like that, because they are the next opponent for the Browns, and I don't want a hot hand coming to First Energy Stadium, but that is the case. You saw him last night against a defenseless Cowboys team. I mean, I thought their defense was horrific. Not that the Bears did a whole lot better at times, at least in terms of how they played against the run, and that opens maybe one of the pathways to victory for the Browns this week. We'll get into that, obviously, as the week unfolds. But in terms of the quarterback situation, I wouldn't be opposed, the Browns quarterback situation, I wouldn't be opposed to a scenario that had maybe something working out with Jay Cutler coming to the Browns. As you said, maybe they tag him in Chicago and then trade him. And then the Browns go and still draft a quarterback, still take a guy from this draft, whoever that might be, and there's a few of them that they're certainly taking a close look at. And as you just mentioned, and as we've analyzed, maybe this is not the quarterback class 2014 that we thought it would be, that it would be one of the best in a long time. Might be good, but who knows if it's great, and maybe next year is the greater class. But with that in mind, I'm still not opposed to throwing multiple assets at the quarterback position. Why not? Why not try to take a good run at that now and make sure you've got something in place that gives you carryover? And this still factors in Brian Hoyer recovering from that knee surgery, possibly factors in Jason Campbell, although I think on a lower scale. So I think there's ways you can go about this quarterback situation to create some depth and do this in the offseason.
No question about it. And there are a lot of guys in this draft who have been injured late. Aaron Murray, Zach Mettenberger. And I think Aaron Murray is a guy that I know that I personally like a little bit, and somebody that maybe you can go with Hoyer, Campbell, bring in a Jay Cutler, draft him much later on, address other needs earlier, and still be set up with the quarterback of the future. Because I think Aaron Murray out of Georgia is a guy who can play.
I think he is too. I've seen him respond in big situations, Nathan, as you have. And I like his poise. I like his ability to not allow a moment to get too big for him. There's a maturity about him, the way he functions, and looks like a pro already as a collegiate quarterback. I do like those parts of his game. I like the idea that this quarterback class, while we all want to see the surefire guy, and maybe there is that guy there, maybe he is Johnny Manziel, maybe he is any of the names of the people that we've talked about, that are on everybody's list. Maybe that guy's out there. But if at the very least, what you would look at and what you'd hope your scouting could tell you is that you've got a guy you can develop, you've got a guy you could bring along while you're able to either get carried along by a Brian Hoyer or, and we bring this up because Chicago is the opponent Sunday, and the Bears do have a quarterback controversy, and there's very likely to be an odd man out in Chicago, and that odd man out could very well be Jay Cutler. And I think, you know, the other thing to look at it, from a business model standpoint, it isn't consistent with the Browns to go to that max level because whoever is bringing aboard Cutler is paying handsomely.
Well, the one way that you could do that, though, is if he is franchised, you're bringing him aboard at a big level for 1 year.
But here's the thing. Yes, technically you're right, because they could trade him as a franchise tag player and then you assume the tag. But here's the thing. I don't know that his representation, Nathan, is going to want him going anywhere
without
They're going
a long-term deal.
Without a long-term deal promised.
Yeah.
And that's we can go back and I can show you, and I know you can easily look at it, instances where such transactions have occurred, but they almost always have a long-term deal at the end for the player with the new team.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't see that scenario ending up being likely. I think there's a pretty strong rumor and pretty strong push for him to go end up in Tennessee. I think Minnesota is another team that's been talked about quite
right.
a bit. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I think if Jason Campbell can continue to play well down the stretch, you know you have Brian Hoyer, who flashed very well in his limited action this season. And you're going to have a rookie in here. I think there will be a rookie no matter what the plan is and who they say the opening day starter is going to be. And it could end up being the rookie if they come in and blow it away, or if they do get a guy like Johnny Manziel early in the first round. And even if they don't, if they get a Murray later, if they get a Blake Bortles, who I think is coming on pretty strong later on. There are a lot of quarterbacks out there. Garoppolo is a guy who started to really kind of get some buzz around him as well. A lot of people kind of compare him to coming out of Eastern Illinois, like where Tony Romo came from, that he's kind of got some Tom Brady to him. So there are options that don't have to necessarily come with the high price tag, and there are opportunities, I think, in this draft to address a lot of good positions. And obviously, we have a long time to break that down in tremendous detail. But it is interesting with the Cutler situation and what it means for the Bears, what it could potentially mean for the Browns, and what it means for the state of the quarterback landscape as we head into this offseason.
So, again, quarterback topic, always one you could do every show about something like that, and we'll do quite a few of them, quite honestly, as we go forward. By the way, just a reminder, yours truly, Vic Carucci, out here at the Liberty Ford dealership in Maple Heights, 5500 Warrensville Center Road. I am here in this massive showroom broadcasting at this end. My partner, Nathan Zagura, otherwise known as Grandmaster Z, is also not here but on the air with us from Berea, the Dog Pound in Berea, in the Dog Bowl. And he's going to be there. This is, by the way, the first of three consecutive remotes that we're doing. Going to be in Vermilion tomorrow at Liberty Ford, and then topping it off, the fifth of and final, because we've hit all five of the Liberty dealerships in Northeast Ohio. On Thursday, I will be in Brunswick. But today is Maple Heights. Today, Greg Pruitt is here. He is signing autographs. He's available to pose for pictures, to chat. And, of course, that's what I'm here for, too, if you want to come out and interact. It's, I know, an extremely cold day, but the sun is shining, folks. It's a nice day to drive around. And if you're anywhere near here, or if you're not and you just want to come by. There's giveaways. There's a lot of fun stuff going on here at the Liberty Ford dealership in Maple Heights. The other topic I want to get into too, Nathan, is in the aftermath of what happened on Sunday. And you and I talked about this a lot yesterday, that it was a loss that left us feeling not as bad as you would anticipate a fourth consecutive loss or a seventh loss in eight games for this Browns team should make us feel. We think that it was an indicator of better things ahead, going toe-to-toe with that New England team, outplaying them, outcoaching them, and ultimately, through the assistance of some bad officiating calls, lost the game. And I want to emphasize assistance. I'm not blaming the loss, period, on bad officiating, but it contributed to it. The Browns found ways to lose that game, too. But I thought, and I wrote this for ClevelandBrowns.com, I thought it was an indicator of some better things ahead, and it was the kind of game that I think is a reminder to us about, which we said yesterday, that you can build upon. But here's what I want, another place I want to go. In the big picture of things, is it fair to say we've also got to look at what these final three games do mean in terms of ultimately getting those wins? Put aside the skeptical hat, or it's not even skeptical, or maybe not even snarky, but the hat that those would wear that says losing out is the best scenario to get the highest possible draft pick. That is what a lot of folks will say. But I think this team can't finish this season without learning what it means to win a game again.
Yeah, and it's a tough one because the way that the draft is bunched right now, one win certainly could change your draft spot from all the way in the top seven to down, you know, around 13 or 14, the way that the league is kind of, the schedules and the win-loss records are kind of balancing out right now. So it does become a little bit of a tough conundrum, but I think you're right. Ultimately, you need to find a way to win. I will say, though, that plenty of teams have turned it around. A team like Kansas City Chiefs last year had no clue how to win, and they came out and won 9 straight to open the season. So turnarounds are very possible in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers were not a team that knew how to win, and then they ran off 8 straight in the middle of this season. I think getting the best players on this team is probably ultimately the most important thing. But, yes, it would be nice if they could find a way to win and also maintain excellent draft position.
Because I think it still goes back to what is habit, that winning has to be something – you do and you get used to doing, and you need to do because it's a psychological thing. Again, for all the reasons that you could cite why it would be a good thing for the Browns to have the best possible draft position with no playoffs in their future this season, the flip side of that is you've got some young guys on this team, some very important young players who are cogs for this team for many years to come, who I believe still need to get back in touch with winning, who need to get it into their psyche that winning matters, and that you can't look sitting here right now as a player or a coach on the Browns, and yeah, that New England game gets stuck in your throat, but that New England game is moving further and further into history, and what you're doing right now is you're in the throes of a 4-game losing streak. You're in the throes of having lost 7 of your last 8 games. Those are the numbers that are, I think, as a competitor, would be disturbing to you.
For sure. Nobody likes losing.
Right.
Nobody likes losing at all. And I want to see this team continue to get better. There certainly are some winnable games left on the schedule. I think Chicago will be a very tough test at home this week. You get the Jets the following week on the road, and then the Steelers the following week on the road. And, yeah, you'd like to come out of there with a victory for sure. It's an interesting dilemma because it is not, I don't think in today's NFL, I think the winning can be contagious. I think you can rip wins off. We saw it. The last two teams that picked first overall have made the playoffs the following season. So it is not necessarily indicative or based upon winning as a culture. I think this team knows that it's getting better, and better players make it easier to win.
All right, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You can tweet us at Browns_daily. Vic Carucci here at the Liberty Ford dealership in Maple Heights, 5500 Warrensville Center Road. Come on out and see us in this gigantic, beautiful Ford showroom surrounded by beautiful Ford vehicles. To my right, some F-150s. There's blue ones just like yours, Nathan. Over to the right,
very
and I'm
nice.
Looking at some Explorers to my left, like the one I'm driving, the 2014 Explorer, which is parked just outside here. Great vehicles. Come on out and check those out. Come on out and check out Greg Pruitt. He is here signing autographs, and he'll be with us in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to have him on the air. We'll go down memory lane a little bit, and we'll also get his thoughts on this current Browns football team. So much ahead on this Football Tuesday edition of CBD. Vic and Nathan on ESPN 850 WKNR.